seen till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty.
The Vocational Agriculture Department of the Little River High School, in observance of the birthday of the late Booker T. Washington, Negro statesman and educator, presents a program especially prepared for this occasion under the direction of J.L. Moffitt, teacher of vocational agriculture. The first voice which you will hear will be that of Austin Mack, secretary of the New Farmers of America chapter and student chairman of the radio program. Mr. Mack.
Good afternoon, radio friends. We again greet you on what is regarded as a day of days in the life of American Negroes. During this period, more than 1,000 chapters and 75,000 members look forward to celebrating the birthday of a man whose philosophies, proper attitude to his fellow men, spirit of service, and dignity of common labor will always live. In keeping with Booker T. Washington's philosophy of vocational education in everyday life, we, the officers of the Little River Chapter of New Farmers of America, with representatives from other fields, will present a roundtable discussion on the Veterans Farmer Training Program.
This chapter will come to order. We are holding a meeting of the Little River Chapter of New Farmers of America. Are all officers at their station, Mr. Vice President?
I shall call the roll of officers to ascertain where they are at their stations and report back to you, Mr. President. The reporter.
Stationed at the flag of the United States of America.
Why at the flag?
As the flag covers America, so should I strive to cover the country with information in order that the public may know that the New Farmers of America is a national organization that is found in all the states having Negro rural schools.
The treasurer. Stationed at the picture of Booker T. Washington. Why stationed at the picture of Booker T. Washington?
I keep records of receipts and disbursements, just as Washington kept his account, carefully and accurately. I encourage thrift among the members and strive to build up our financial standing through saving and investment. Booker T. Washington was better able to serve his countrymen in prosperity because he was financially independent.
The secretary.
Stationed at the Bowl of Cotton.
What are your duties there?
I keep an accurate record of all meetings and correspond with other secretaries wherever cotton is grown and new farmers are organized.
Mr. Advisor.
Stationed at the Owl.
Why stationed at the Owl?
The owl is the time-honored emblem of knowledge and wisdom. Being older than the rest of you, I am asked to advise you from time to time as the need arises. I hope that my advice will always be based on true knowledge and ripen with wisdom. Mr. Vice President, why do you keep a plow at your station?
The plow is the sum of labor and tillage of the soil. Without labor, neither knowledge nor wisdom can accomplish much. My duties require me to work for this organization in every way possible. I preside over meetings in the absence of our president, who stands beneath the rising sun, and assist him at all times in directing the work of the chapter.
Why is the president stationed beneath the rising sun?
The rising sun is the token of a new era in agriculture. If we will but follow the leadership of our president, we shall be led out of the darkness of selfishness and into the glorious sunlight of brotherhood and cooperation. Mr. President, all officers are at their stations.
The secretary will call a roll of members.
All present. Are members in good standing in this organization, Mr. President? Or they are otherwise authorized to be here?
Thank you. New farmers, why are we here?
To practice brotherhood, honor rural opportunities and responsibilities, and develop those qualities of leadership which a new farmer of America should possess.
May we accomplish our purpose. I now declare the Little River Chapter of New Farmers of America duly open for the transaction of business or attending to any matters which may properly be presented.
Mr. President, the business of today is a group discussion on the Veterans Farmer Training Program. The next voice you will hear will be Mr. Moffitt, our advisor.
Thank you. Students, may I first congratulate you for putting into your program of work various topics for group discussion during this year. we need to meet together more to discuss problems which are vital to our interests. The topic Veterans Farmer Training Program and its place in our school and community is one of grave concern. Our concern because we do have a large number of veterans returning to our school community and entering into the vocation of farming. These individuals are anxious to know what opportunities are available in helping them to become sufficiently trained and established in farming. It is our duty as community leaders to do what we can in helping to establish these returning veterans into worthy vocations. I do hope at the end of this discussion that each of us will be better informed on this new program.
Thank you, Mr. Morphy. At this time, I will ask Mr. Floyd Day to open the discussion by giving us a few facts concerning the program. Mr. Day.
The Servicemen's Readjustment Act came into being on June the 2nd, 1944, was revised December the 28th, 1945, and is now known as the GI Bill of Rights. The bill offers four major kinds of help: education and job training, second, guarantee of loans, third, unemployment allowance, including aid for self-employed and job-finding assistance. Today, we shall chiefly concern ourselves with the Veterans Farmer Training Program, which is to be sponsored by the State Board for Vocational Education through the Department of Vocational Agriculture in the high schools of North Carolina.
Thank you, Mr. Day. I now declare the house open for general discussion of the program.
I understand that every veteran is not entitled to training, Mr. President. Just who is eligible for training under this program?
No, every veteran is not eligible. Only veterans of World War II who had served 90 days or more of active duty in any branch of the U.S. Armed Services since September 15, 1940, and received an honorable discharge are entitled to training.
How may a veteran apply for training and other benefits offered under the GI Bill?
He should fill out an application form 1950 and mail to the Veterans Administration at Winston-Salem, North Carolina. If the Veterans Administration finds that the applicant is eligible for training, he will be mailed a certificate of eligibility that will entitle him to enter upon a training program on the PL 346.
What about this assistance allowance for the veterans? Is any provision made for that?
Yes. If the veteran applies for subsistence allowance on his application, Form 1950, he will receive, if single, $65 per month. If married, $90 per month. If married, a copy of marriage certificate must accompany the application.
Fellow members, before going further on our discussion, allow me to introduce a former student of our department and a veteran of World War II, Mr. James Evans. He has served 42 months in service, and 38 of these were spent overseas. He is now in partnership with his father on the farm. We would like for you to feel free and enter into our discussion at any time, Mr. Evans.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did hear of your meeting today and the topic for consideration. Being a veteran and on the farm, I was very anxious to listen in. I will have some questions before the end of your discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Evans.
Mr. President.
Mr. Lyons.
Over how long a period may a veteran receive training out of this program?
1 year. In addition to the one-year training period, if the veteran has done satisfactory work and conducted himself in accordance with rules and regulations set up by the institution, he is entitled to an additional training period, not to exceed the length of his service between September the 15th, 1940, and the termination of the war, or a period within this limit necessary to complete his training program set up by the advisory committee.
Mr. President.
Mr. Evans.
In a conference at the Veterans Bureau, I was informed of the Veterans Farmer Training Program offered through the Vocational Agriculture Departments of North Carolina. Just what are some of the training opportunities offered?
Mr. Morphy, will you answer that question?
Thank you. Briefly, the training opportunities offered under PL 346 are as follows. A veteran who has been certified for training by the Veterans Administration may pursue either of the following plans. Number one, training on the farm under employer trainer program. And second, training on the farm under self-proprietorship program. In the case of the employer training program, A veteran who lacks the experience and skill to do adequately the usual and ordinary farm work, or who for other reasons is not ready to start farming for himself, may be put in training on a farm under the employer trainer. His training program will be carried out as follows. The employer trainer will train him to do the usual and ordinary farm work under guidance and direction. The employer trainer will also be under agreement. The veteran will receive from a vocational agriculture teacher a minimum of 200 hours per year of organized instruction in related subject matter in the classroom, laboratory, shop, or other facility at nearby department of vocational agriculture or other satisfactory location. The vocational agriculture teacher will visit the trainee and employer trainer on the farm at regular intervals for a minimum of 48 hours per year and not less than one visit per month for the purpose of coordinating the related instruction and its application with the training the veteran is receiving from the employer trainer in doing farm jobs. In the case of the self-proprietorship program, the veteran may be placed in training on a farm under self-proprietorship if he is operating a farm as owner or tenant, or under management or share agreement, or other agreement which fully protects the welfare of the veteran. The veteran training program will be based upon a complete operation of farm and home plans. The vocational agriculture teacher will visit the trainee on the farm at regular intervals for a minimum of 95 hours per year and not less than 1 2-hour visit per month for the purpose of giving him instruction and assistance in planning and managing the operation of the farm and for the purpose of relating the institutional instruction. The trainee will receive a minimum of 150 hours per year of organized related instruction in the classroom, laboratory, shop, or other facility at a nearby institution or other satisfactory place.
How does a veteran of the training under PL-16 differ from the program prescribed above under PL-346?
The training program will or may be the same, but the provision under Public Law 16 applies only to veterans with a service-connected disability of 10% or more. Veterans who think they are eligible for benefits under PL-16 should contact the Veterans Administration for advice. Veterans in this category will not receive the regular subsistence allowance, but will receive a pension or payment based on the extent of their disability after they have been examined, advised, and certified by the Veterans Administration. They may enter upon a training program adjusted to their needs and abilities, similar to the program offered under PL-346.
How will this training program be financed?
The Veterans Administration is entering into a contract with the State Board for Vocational Education, in which they agree to pay the State Board a definite amount of tuition per month for each trainee enrolled in the training program.
What may the money accruing to the State Board as tuition be used for?
It must be used only for paying expenses of the veterans' training program, including, first, paying salaries of assistant teachers of agriculture or special instructors for veterans, second, travel for teachers and instructors, third, supervision fees on local level, fourth, administration, supervision, travel and clerical assistance expense on state level, fifth, equipment and supplies needed for the program in local centers.
The other day, a veteran asked me if he would receive any financial assistance other than subsistence while in training. What are your facts on this?
Yes, the Veterans Administration will pay for his books and hand tools, but the Veterans Administration will not pay for any equipment for the school.
Who is responsible for the content of the courses of study?
The teacher of agriculture. There will be teacher help and materials prepared, especially for veterans, by the teacher training department of State College.
How many veterans should a teacher of agriculture instruct and supervise without assistance?
The teacher of agriculture should not undertake the full instruction and supervision load of more than 3 veterans. If more than 3 and less than 11 veterans are involved, the teacher of agriculture should have one or more part-time assistants.